Moncrief on News Talk.
Over the last 6 months of 2025, there are over 140 anti-Semitic incidences reported in Ireland. And those are just the reports. The figure might actually be much higher. Amidst all the criticism of Israel's military actions, has something darker been unleashed? Oliver Sears is founder of Holocaust Awareness Ireland. Good afternoon, Oliver.
Good afternoon.
Could you give us an idea of what kind of incidences that we're talking about here?
Sure. So the most common forms were verbal abuse or slurs, a lot of vandalism or graffiti, threats and intimidation, then kind of exclusion and discrimination, then what we call direct digital targeting. So that's not social media, because there was simply too much of that activity to have resources to record that. But we're talking about individual emails sent to individual Irish Jews that were extremely vicious or threatening.
Yeah. And now these were reports that were collected together by the Jewish Representative Council. How many of those were referred to the guards?
24%. That's not uncommon. Certainly in the Jewish community, there's been a feeling generally that their concerns have been kind of dismissed or degraded, underplayed, and what have you. So there would be certainly a lack of confidence in people sort of wanting to speak up about it and making themselves more visible. But I think it's also true that in a lot of cases where people are abused, there is huge underreporting, so that's possibly not unusual.
Yeah, though if somebody is threatening someone, that's clearly a criminal offence.
It's clearly a criminal offence, but says a lot about the environment of intimidation that this tiny Jewish community has felt, and it's changed a lot. It's very, very sad to see. As I wrote in my op-ed in the Irish Times that came out today, for a lot of Irish Jews, this is the last couple of years. It's the very first time they've experienced anti-Semitism.
Yeah.
And kind of remarkable in itself, but there it is.
Yeah. And now, obviously, this is we're doing, I suppose, talking about it before and after October the 7th. So before October the 7th, was anti-Semitism just didn't exist, or at least wasn't visible in this country?
No, it did exist and it was visible, but it was just a kind of under the surface much more. I've been in Ireland for about 40 years, and I probably experienced a handful of episodes in that time before October the 7th. Conor Cruz O'Brien described anti-Semitism famously as a light sleeper. So it doesn't take much for it to come to the surface. So it's there. It's just that there are obvious triggers. And October the 7th has unleashed all sorts of dark forces, unfortunately.
Yeah. Do you get the sense that those four, are they random people, or is it organized to any degree?
I think there's you have to kind of divide it up. I think that there is some certainly evidence of organized campaigns. Certainly, if you have a look at social media, which is kind of off the map, it's interesting. So my article was posted by the Irish Times on their own X account this morning when it came online, and they actually took it down. And they took it down because there was so much abuse. That's just today.
Yeah.
Just gives you an idea. Now, you know, I kind of, in one way, I am personally, I have trained myself not to take this too seriously, because there's an awful lot of abuse. I mean, the internet is an open sewer, particularly social media. And I come from a Holocaust background. My mother was a Holocaust survivor. So we're kind of built differently in a way. My family are used to kind of expecting this kind of abuse. This is not the case for Irish Jews, most of whom have lived here, you know, for maybe 120 years, up to 150 years. They're as Irish as you are.
Yeah. Now, and if say, you know, for anyone listening, if you disapprove, for instance, of Donald Trump and you bump into an American, is that American responsible for Donald Trump? And by the same token, is any Irish Jew responsible? Notwithstanding what their views might be, but they don't have to answer for anything Israel does.
Well, that's exactly one of the points that I made in the article. The comedian David Baddiel, I spoke to him recently, and he said that actually having to speak as a Jew from the diaspora, having to the expectation that I have to have any view whatever on Israel is itself anti-Semitism, just because, for the reasons you've just pointed out, does a Russian person have to speak on the subject of Putin's politics, or a Chinese person on the politics of Xi? No, they don't. But for Jews, somehow it's expected.
Yeah. And the Jewish community in Ireland, is it kind of disparate across the country? I mean, are there centres for people where at least they can support each other?
No, it's really confined to Dublin, essentially. That's where you find the vast majority of Jews. The vast majority is tiny. It's maybe 2,500 Jews, something like that. And even within that community, of course, you have diverse views. It's not monolithic, but it is focused in Dublin.
Yeah. And the whole controversy about changing the name of Herzog Park, did you feel that was anti-Semitism or stupidity, a mixture of those things?
No, it was anti-Semitism, simply based on the discussion we're just having. It was decided by a group within Dublin City Council that they were effectively going to target the Jewish community in the form of stripping the name of a very famous Irish Jew, former president of Israel, from this tiny park, which is in the middle of a tiny Jewish community. For what purpose? I mean, there was no one had a problem with it for 30 years. So it's interesting, because some of the responses, even from people who have been very, very outspoken about Israel's policies in Gaza and the West Bank, actually objected to this. It was something of a kind of, I think, a line in the sand, a nadir, and the government spoke out really very, very strongly about it. And I was very pleased to hear that response. But I listened to one of the meetings online. I think there were seven councillors from DCC who spoke in favour of changing the name. And the conspiracy theory coming out of their mouths, it was actually breathtaking. They were trying to outdo each other on the kind of most insane conspiracy theory, including Mossad's involvement and, you know, the every hoary chestnut you could imagine. It was just actually kind of appalling to watch. But I think it's so bad, and it's often the case that things have to get really bad for the government here to take action. And I think that that particular episode, plus the appalling massacre in Bondi, has woken up the government to realize that, you know, we're not joking here. This is getting very, very dark and serious.
Mm. Do you think it's most Irish people, a significant proportion of Irish people? Is this a permanent fixture somehow in the Irish psyche?
I don't think so. I think that it is a, I think two things. I think that there is a hardcore, very noisy, loud minority. But I think overall, there's a larger problem which needs to be addressed, which is that I don't think that Irish people understand the complexities of anti-Semitism. It's not like any other racism, because it's protean and it comes from all sorts of it comes from all corners of society and is driven by multiple factors that themselves change and influence each other. And one of the things that we have to highlight about this report is that the Jewish community themselves had to compile it, because there is no official body, as there is, say, in the UK or lots of other countries, to monitor anti-Semitism. That's very telling in itself. So I'm in favor. I think this, by the way, I'm an optimist. I think that we can get to grips with this problem. But in order to do that, we need proper structures, proper training, proper awareness of what anti-Semitism is. We're a small country. We can resolve this problem. The expertise is there. I'm hopeful. We're advocating for the government to take proper action, and I hope it will.
Yeah. What kind of action would you like to see?
Well, first of all, I think to establish a kind of whole of society approach where there is anti-Semitism training. If we look at even the education on the Holocaust, which is a kind of my specialized subject, it's very, very limited. I, for one, believe that if Irish people really learnt about the Holocaust, they can't but not learn about anti-Semitism. But I think that it also needs, you know, it's not complicated. There are, as I gave an example in my op-ed about racism against black people, the kind of comments that are leveled at Jews, if they were leveled at black people in an equivalent way, they're completely and utterly unacceptable. If you said such a thing in the workplace, you could risk losing your job. So if society in Ireland has managed to get its head around that, then surely it can get its head around anti-Semitism, which is anti-Jewish racism. It just requires training, understanding, history, and so on. It would help also, I think, if there was much more engagement with the Jewish community. Rather than lecture us on anti-Semitism, which has been happening for months and months and months now, why don't you listen to us? Why don't you talk to us, come to our cultural events, invite us to yours? I'm not Irish, but I've lived here for 40 years. We're talking about a community that is Irish. It seems to me heartbreaking to have this community sidelined, ostracized in this way. Isolated, completely unnecessary.
And just because, unsurprisingly, a fair few people are texting in about this, in your mind, there's a difference between criticizing the state of Israel and any actions it might take and being anti-Semitic. Is there or is there not?
No, absolutely. Of course there is. And if anyone has any doubt, have a look at the millions of Jews in the diaspora and in Israel itself that criticizes the actions of its government. At this stage, it's extraordinary that, unfortunately, we're still having to make this point. But it's the case that a lot of people with malignant agendas deliberately try to conflate it. And essentially, this report isn't a political report. It's a report about a tiny ethnic minority who are being abused because of their identity and not because of their political views.
Oliver, thank you so much for speaking with us today. That was Oliver Sears there, founder of Holocaust Awareness Ireland.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.